Welcome to the post show of the Trophy Room, a PlayStation show. This might be a short one because I got a text. Pizza is coming and Joseph is hungry. Oh my goodness. Is it Domino's? Yes. Is it going to be great? Absolutely not. But Joseph, only have breakfast today. Kyle, listen, let's get into the fantasy league that I still have not signed up for and I've probably lost.
So for what we're going to do is beginning of this year, Joe and myself, we did just a battle between us where we could only draft games that were going to be coming to PlayStation.
Man, oh man.
So we were limited on some bigger games of the year that weren't allowed to count. And how it works is if it gets a 70 or above on OpenCritic, you get positive points. Once it hits 90, every point after 90, you get bonus points for every point afterwards. If it's below 70, you get negative points. And there's some counter picks here and there, but we don't have to worry about counter picks too much when it comes to our battle because it didn't really matter. What did matter, though, is I took risks and they failed.
Yeah, they did. So tell, list them down below. What were the games you had?
All right, yeah. So my first round pick was Last of Us Part 2. Final Fantasy VII Remake, Doom Eternal, Ghost of Tsushima, Horizon Forbidden West, which didn't come out.
That was a big one.
That was a risk, and I was hoping it would pay out. Marvel's Avengers, another risk. Only negative 2 points. I can deal with that. Hollow Knight Silksong, still don't know where that game is. Tales of Arise,
I think.
It impacted by COVID. That was probably going to come out this year, but it got delayed.
Excuses.
Yakuza Like a Dragon, solid pick.
Solid.
Bloodroots, 8 points I got from that, which is fine. Really thought Lego Star Wars would have been a launch game. Same. The Skywalker Saga. Also took a risk on bidding for Gotham Knights, which was the untitled Batman thing when I picked it up. AC Valhalla got me 14 points. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 got me 20 points. Also was really hoping for Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart to be a launch game. Obviously, that didn't happen. I scooped up Miles.
You're playing it right now.
How dare you? which got me 15. Deathloop was a long shot. Watch Dogs Legion was a long shot. It only got me 4. Kena, that one hurt that it didn't come out from my score. Yeah. And then my last one was Fall Guys, which got me 10 points.
Ooh.
So out of the, I forgot the number of games we have.
I think it's like 20.
It's like 20. Yeah, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of my 20 did not come out. Which is why, spoiler alert, I lost to you.
Yes.
Because you only had three that didn't come out.
Well, I'm going to start from the bottom and then we're here, okay? The Pathless. Yeah. Got 9 points from that. Bug Snacks, it got 6 points from it. And how it looks on the screen, it's 69. That's cool. So, Astro's Playroom, got 14 points from that. Sackboy, A Big Adventure, 11 points from that. Kawaii, Cold War, 6 points. Rogue Legacy did not come out.
Early Access, so it doesn't
Early count. Access. Demon Souls, Chef's Kiss, 92. I got 24 points for that. But then Godfall came out, negative 10.
Yeah.
Paper Beast, got 10 points for that. Fuser, just to spite you, I got 10 points for that. Mm-hmm. Super Meat Boy Forever, isn't that
Which you will be getting points for that, so your score will go even higher. Oh,
that's the fucking mail-in votes right there. Yes! Amnesia Rebirth, got 9 points for that. Mm-hmm. Wasteland 3, 16 points. Darkest Dungeon, didn't come out. Iron Man VR, 4 points, fair. Vampire the Masquerade, Bloodlines 2, won't release. Nioh 2, got 15 points. Resident Evil, got 9 points. Persona 5, got 28 points from. And then here's the true mail of votes at the moment. Cyberpunk, 2077.
That was your top
pick. That was my top pick. 82 on Metacritic, or OpenCritic. 13 points total. There's something I didn't... I think we missed about the conversation with Cyberpunk.
Oh, wow. That updated by the time I opened up the page, Joe.
Oh, really? Let me just take a look at it. I was like, one sec.
Because me, it said it was an 84.
Oh, wow.
And dropping. He had 14 points, so it already dropped.
Oh,
see? A
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, shit. I'm sweating. This is Pennsylvania all over again. So, yeah, that's a score that's going to. I think the only reason why I'll win, because my total points are 175, yours is 162, is I think the only reason why I'd win is Super Meat Boy.
Yep. I don't think Cyberpunk will go any lower either.
Really?
If it does, you still have a solid 13-point buffer before Meat Boy. So and my counter picks didn't help or at all because your games didn't come out, so I didn't get any bonus points. If I would have picked Godfall, that was an option to me. I would have gotten 10 points since you went negative 10, so it would have been a little bit more even. But it was a solid first year. I think you won.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do about it. Yeah, that's how you do it.
But I feel like my lineup of games were stronger.
Mm.
If they all hit, I would have massacred you.
I think you're totally right. And I think when it comes to Cyberpunk, I think the one thing we missed in our conversation was how we treated this game like it was going to be Game of the Year before it even came out. And I think that's one mistake on us as well. Now I feel bad because maybe I'll sneak that in there, that we really did think that this game was going to be somehow the game.
It was going to be in our top five or whatever.
And
spoiler, we're not going to do Road to Greatness for Cyberpunk anymore.
And now it's like this month. Now I got to scramble to see what we can do for Road to Greatness. But right now I won that. Now because we did one with the community, which again link down below.
Correct.
This one is up in the air. Honest to goodness.
Oh, okay.
I'm just gonna say it. Cold Taters got 35. Jay Millie got 105. We got Just Ray, Ray Martinez, 19. We got, Steve at 96.
Gargle Flumpy.
Yeah. A Famous Sheamus with 5. Damn it, Famous. Don't worry. You're going to get it next year. Mr.
Well, I think the reason he got so low is he counterpicked FF.
Oh, that's why.
So he got negative 18 points, which really
hurt. He pizzaed when he should have French fried. You got 90 points.
Yep, I was so freaking close.
Hypecaster got 59 points. Brant got 21 points. I got 79 points. Again, put an asterisk there. It's not over yet.
And this was all game. This was not just PlayStation. Right.
This is any game. Again, the jury's still out there, but I still got more points than Hypecaster. But again, jury's still out. I'm not conceding. I'm in litigation at this point with the can't even say it because that would admit defeat. Nate got 14 points. Marcus O'Neill got 99 points. Ooh shit! And then Bland Explosion with the
killed it
129 votes. Okay,
killed it.
He crushed it. And I'm just gonna say this about it. If you count the legal games, I won this, and it's not even funny. It's not even fair. It's easy.
Why?
Bland. What do you mean?
Why? Oh, because he has remakes on there or remasters?
Yeah, sure. I'll use that excuse. Yeah. Pikmin 3. That's a legal game. Mafia Definitive Edition. That's illegal. I could go on. Xenoblade Chronicles. Illegal. I wouldn't even count them. Honestly, I don't know why they're being counted. Maybe that's... We got to talk to the commissioner about this, but I'm not conceding. I'm being very mature about it.
That's fine.
And, you know what? Bland? I obviously won, It's obvious.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this and you want to play, like I said at the end of the episode, hit up our Discord. The link is pinned to the top of the Fantasy Game League channel. And we'll figure out when to draft. And we're going to do, maybe for next week, in our post-show, should we do the draft for our next year between us as the post-show?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Because next year is going to be weird. Like, what games are actually coming out next year?
Yeah.
Which is going to be, I actually have to now edit this part into the episode. The next two episodes are our Game Awards episode and our what we're anticipating for next year.
Our hype list
for the most part.
Top five, right?
Yes. And really, there isn't much here. But those stories, those episodes are going to be coming out on Tuesday rather than our Thursday, because Thursdays of that week are Christmas and New Year's. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be coming out a little earlier than anticipated. But, hey, it's awesome. You know, you get more of us. It's makes you feel nice. That's it, yeah. Kyle. Listen, you fought the good fight. But next year we need stakes. What are those stakes going to be? Maybe you buy us stakes. Like the loser buys the person a steak.
I don't like steaks
that much. I mean, like, the food. What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
But pizza's cheap. That's not like... I gotta put some real...
Joe, I'm unemployed. So are you.
I need to put some real... Listen, I want a filet mignon if I win. Okay? And I'm not talking Outback Steakhouse either. This is a really good steak place. It's like $70 of meat, you know?
Fuck that shit. No way.
I think it's like 30-something. But still...
I mean... With the $600 we'll get from the government, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. See, we're in a welfare mansion. Listen, you take me to an Outback Steakhouse. No, not Outback. I like Longhorn. I want the Cajun shrimp, because that is out of this fucking world. It's not Cajun. It's like spicy shrimp. It's out of this fucking world, Kyle. And then I want my filet mignon.
That's how I believe I'm gonna win. Dreaming.
I'm gonna win next year like I won this year with both categories. Yeah, that's all I got for you.
I'll think about stakes. And next week when we do the draft,
yeah,
I'll have it ready.
All right, that's it. Hey, Kyle, last but not least, before I head on out, right? Because I feel like we gotta give these people a little bit more of a show than just this. Next week is our game of the year award show, right? And let me get out here for the list of things. I want to run you down real quick. What do you think's gonna win? What do you think's gonna lose?
Or all right, quickly.
Sorry, but I gotta open up. So I'm gonna start all the way from the bottom and work our way up here. Right, this is what we like to call the lightning round.
Ready.
Best PlayStation 5 feature: DualSense, Fast-Loading, Create Button, Tempest Sound. What do you think's gonna win?
DualSense.
I think so, yeah. Too. Best PS5 game: Miles Morales, Demon's Souls, Sackboy: A Big Adventure, Astro's Playroom.
Oh my god. Oh man, this is different from what I want to win and what I think is
what do you want
win.
To win? What do you think is going to win?
What I want to win is Astro's.
Okay.
What I think will win will be Demon's Souls.
Really? What I want to win is Astro's. What I think is going to win is Miles.
I'd be fine with that. I mean, I'd be fine with all.
I mean, I love Demon's Souls, but Astro Bot's just something special. Best multiplayer, sure. Fall Guys, Call of Duty. Okay, we can stop right here. Fall Guys is gonna win this.
It better.
Yeah, better. It's our fucking tantrum. Best sports game: Tony Hawk, Dirt 5, MLB The Show 20, NBA 2K21.
It's Tony Hawk.
Yeah, I think so. It's not even a contest. Sorry. Best action game: Doom, Ghost of Tsushima, Demon's Souls, Neo 2, Spider-Man, Miles Morales. Which one's winning it? Best action game.
Ooh. Ghost.
Yes, I want Ghost to win, so I'm going to take that as well. Best narrative: Last of Us Part 2, Spider-Man Miles Morales, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima. Now, before you say Last of Us, I do want to say that Abby's arms affect me.
You can go fuck yourself. It's Last of Us.
Yeah, I think so too. Best RPG: Persona 5 Royal, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Wasteland 3, Yakuza Like a Dragon, Genshin Impact. Best RPG.
What I want to win is Final Fantasy. What I think is going to win is Persona.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. We're agreeing on all sorts of things today. Best trophies list: Astro's Playroom, Last of Us Part 2, Ghost of Tsushima, Bugsnax, Final Fantasy VII Remake. Best trophy list.
I know Final Fantasy doesn't have a shot, even though it's one of the most rewarding trophy lists of the year.
Bullshit to me.
I think Astro, because it's an easy get.
Yeah, it's fun.
What I want to win is Last of Us.
I want to win Ghost, but I think it's going to be Astro's. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we got to best platformer. Astro. Crash. What's that? Astro. Okay. So any category, just Astro. Best song. This is gonna be a fucking, like, I feel it's a nail biter. Bugsnax. It's Bugsnax. Tony Hawk. Goldfinger. Astro's Playroom. GPU song. Last of Us Part 2. Future Days. And it's also kind of overrated. Which one goes?
How dare you? It's between Bugsnax and GPU.
I'm going GPU. I want it to win, and I think it will win.
I want Bugsnax to win. I think GPU will win because of the amount of people that don't like the Bugsnax song.
Sure. I don't get it. I don't get the appeal.
To put it to against me, that's what the reasoning. Like, you know what? We'll show that, Kyle.
Fuck you, Kyle.
Fuck him and his Bugsnax.
Big fan over here, number one. Best score, Ghost of Tsushima, Last of Us Part 2, Final Fantasy VII Remake, Demon's Souls Remake, Doom Eternal. I want Ghost to win.
Very tough category.
This is going to be tough, but I think, you know who's going to run away with it?
Final Fantasy.
It's iconic.
That's what I want to win, what I think it will win, but every single one of those games has a terrific score.
Absolutely, my dude. Best open world design. Ghost of Tsushima, Sucker Punch, Immortals, Phoenix Rising, Ubisoft, Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Insomniac, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Ubisoft. Which one of these games is taking it? Best open world.
This is tough. For me, it's between Immortals and Miles.
That's open world.
I love Ghost, open world design.
Yeah.
Okay. I love the Ghost open world. I really, truly do. But there's a lot of sections where there's not a lot going on. Compared to Immortals, which is jam-packed. But what I want to win is Miles.
Because honestly, I think what gets Breath of the Wild correct and kind of improves upon it is Sucker Punch. And I think what gets Breath of the Wild just right is Immortals. But like where Sucker Punch uses it as inspiration, I think Immortals uses it as a crutch. Not to say it's a bad thing, because usually that's a bad thing, but like that's what the Immortals are going for. Ghost is like, we got inspired by this, and that's what we want to utilize for this world. Each one of the biomes, beautiful. Anyway, best level design: Doom, Last of Us, Demon's Souls, Resident Evil 3. I want to win Demon's Souls. No, fuck it. No. You should give me a bonfire next to the boss. I'll go Last of Us on this. Last of Us?
Yeah. It's between Last of Us and Doom.
But Doom has those sections where it's the platformers and not a lot of people liked it.
Yeah. So I'll go Last of Us.
Okay. Best PlayStation Plus game. I'm just going to call it out by the two that I think is going to be close. You ready?
Yep.
Bugsnax or Fall Guys?
Fall Guys. We'll win for sure.
Best art direction: Ghost, Immortals, Last of Us Part II, Final Fantasy VII, Demon's Souls. Art direction.
I think Ghost will take it too.
It's beautiful. And best remake / remaster: The Bloodbath, Final Fantasy VII, Marvel Spider-Man Remastered, Demon's Souls Remake, Resident Evil 3 Remake, Tony Stank Pro Skater Part 1 and 2. Which one's taking it?
God.
All of them are amazing.
I want Final Fantasy to win, but I think Tony Hawk might take
it. Honestly, I kind of think you're right here. I want Demon's Souls to win, but yeah, Tony Stank's going to win it. Okay, best indie. Spelunky 2, Fall Guys, Bugsnax, The Pathless, Spiritfarer.
I feel Fall Guys will win it.
I think so too.
But Bugsnax deserves it here.
I think Fall...
All those games are great.
Yeah, all of them are great. I think Fall Guys deserves it, and I'll take it. Best voice actor, male identified role. Najit Jeter as Miles Morales. Sorry, I'm going to butcher your name, sir. Daisuke Tsuchiji? All right, okay. I feel like I'm going to cancel for that one, and I apologize, but I deserve it. As Jin Sakai, Troy Baker as Joel, John Bentley as Barrett.
Hell yeah. Najee.
If Troy get it, I'll be happy, but I want Najee to get it. Because Troy he's too good. Just get him, you know, whatever. Best performance. Laura Bailey as Abby, Ashley Johnson as Ellie, Sandra Saad as Miss Marvel, Lauren Tom as Lady Masako, Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh my god, another stacked category.
I love Abby. And to make a character I love, That's hard. But Ellie's acting, the final scene, you can't even come close. I would go Ashley Johnson.
Yeah. To me, love Lady Masako from Ghost, and I love Sandra's take on Miss Marvel. It's so wholesome. Yeah. But it's down to The Last of Us ladies. Yeah. And what Laura did with Abby is incredible. Yeah.
Also, can I just say the best performances of the year were ladies?
Hell yeah.
You put the guys in a fucking body bag. Let me tell you something.
Yep.
Y'all fucking crush it. Who runs the world? Girls. Game of the year.
Ellie, for sure, I think wins that one, though. Because Ellie deserves it.
Game of the year, just Ellie?
No, you didn't let me finish.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were agreeing with me. You think Ellie's
going to win? Yeah, Ellie gets game of the year. I do think Ellie will win because her performance is bonkers. But Laura is
fantastic. Powerful. Yeah. Game of the year. Last of Us Part 2. Ghost of Tsushima. Which, again, I'm not telling you to vote for Ghosts. I wouldn't
Stop packing the courts, vote Joe.
For Ghosts. Wouldn't tell you that. Spider-Man Miles Morales. Demon's Souls Remake. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Fall Guys. Game of the Year. 2020.
I mean, it's clear. Last of Us Part 2 for me is what I want to win. What I think should win. Ghost is a fine game, Joe. I'm not going to hate on you for Ghost. Right. It's fine. But the narrative doesn't even come close to Last of Us. And that's what I'm taking away from it.
Honestly, you're going to see my opinion next week. Because Ghost I had a better time with. I feel like if Last of Us came out and it wasn't a pandemic, I think a lot of people would have a lot different opinion. And if the scene didn't get leaked out like the way it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I watched the last scene from Last of Us Part 2 every week. And it makes me feel something. And I think it's a better put together game than anything out here. But I'm kind of with Luke on this one. Did I have fun doing it? Man, I don't know if I did. Some of it felt like bonkers. I was eating my fucking vegetables.
You're bonkers.
But it's going to be rough. Because like I love Ghosts. And I feel like the story they're trying to put out there, they nail it. Is it?
You do this every year, I know. By the way. Can I just say that out loud? You switch your games all the time.
Because, Kyle, I get to this point where, like, it's the game of the year mode, and now I got to really think about it. Because, last year, I regret it. My game of the year last year was Fallen Order.
Control. What? Yeah.
Fallen Order.
You went from Death Stranding to Control, and now it's Fallen
Order. I thought about it last week.
In the matter of months.
Last week. I was like, you know what? Fallen Order is best Star Wars. Yeah?
Oh, man. I mean, I love you for it, but
I get really into this. I'm staring at it and I can't decide right now.
That's a next week argument problem, because I don't understand how people can say Last of Us wasn't fun to play.
Because it's so much like SJW agenda. Abby's arms offend me. Because it weirds me out that I'm attracted to it. Yeah, it's really, I think it really is. It's like, you know, incels. All right, listen.
Did you just equate Luke to incels?
Yeah.
In some weird way?
Much. Dude, he's okay. Such...
Sorry, Luke. That's not what I meant.
Luke's a fucking loser. It's fine. Oh, man. It's going to be rough. Because, like, honestly, I think you're right. I think, like, listen, I don't have to like some of the directions in Last of Us Part 2, but, like, it makes sense every step of the way. And you can understand where Ellie comes from. But I'll talk to you after the show about it. So, yeah, I'm still leaning on Ghosts. But I'm telling you, the pendulum's swinging.
All right.
There you go. And that's been the after show. I hope you all enjoyed it. I know I did. With all that said, with all that out of the way, thank you for being patrons. Thank you for supporting me. Or us. I love you. Mwah, mwah.
Mwah, mwah.